ගරු ආචාර්ය හර්ෂණ සූර්යාපෙරුම නියෝජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යතුමා, බුදුමාට මිනිත්තු 19ක කාලයක් තිබෙනවා.
ගරු මූලාසන ආරූඪ මන්ත්‍රීතුමියනි, අද දවසේ ඉතාම වැදගත් සාකච්ඡාවකට තමයි අවස්ථාව සූදානම් කරලා දුන්නේ. නමුත් මේ වැදගත් විවාදයේදී සාකච්ඡාවට භාජනය කරන්න ඕන කරුණු වෙනුවට අපිට පෙනුණා මාතෘකාවට අදාළ නැති වෙනවන දේවල් තමයි විපක්ෂයේ මේ බංකොලොත් වෙච්ච විපක්ෂයේ නියෝජනය කරන පිරිස කියන්නේ. ඒකෙන් අපිට පේන්නේ හරවත් සංවාදයකට සමාජය, ජාතික ජනබලවේගයේ මේ වර්තමාන ආණ්ඩුව මේ සමාජයේ හරවත් සංවාදයකට යොමු කරලා තියෙනවා. ආර්ථිකයේ ප්‍රධාන නිර්ණායකයන් නිවැරදි දිශානතියට ගෙන ගිහිල්ලා තියෙනවා. Honorable Chair, in order to emphasize on the importance of the piece of legislation that we are discussing today, it is important to recognize the delivery of promises that we gave to the people. One of them is to facilitate business, making it easier to do business in Sri Lanka, saying no to corruption and having systems and processes to implement to ensure Sri Lanka will be once again recognized as a nation who are serious of addressing these chronic issues of the nation. One of them is relating to providing or making use of online facilities from the certification agencies. But before getting into the technical details, I'd like to highlight on a point made by Honorable Member a short while ago, referring to the conflicts of interest. It is important to recognize the disclosure requirements on the conflicts of interest, but it is more important, Honorable Chair, to ensure, apart from disclosure, to ensure your ethical conduct while you are on respective boards or in those respective government institutions. What was lacking again and again in the past, they would have mentioned their affiliations, but when decisions were made, they were actively involved on those processes. They were passing information out to outsiders who had conflicts or business interests. We don't have to go far. Some of the committees in the parliament that was appointed to inquire about the central bank bond scams, several members who were seated there, while discussions were going on those sensitive matters, made phone calls and made shared information with outsiders. Today, very members are trying to preach us about conflict of interest. So, absolutely, there is no substance on what these fake members are trying to tell us about their understanding on conflict of interest. They are trying to preach us about conflict of interest, whereas they have breached those very essence of the fundamentals while they are seated in the parliament, taking part on those parliamentary committees. So, for the members of the public, it is important to recognize, even though they are trying to portray their conduct, they have their reputation in terms of doing the wrong thing is well known in the society. Similarly, as a nation, we need to rely on the members in the business community. There are several capable individuals in the business community who have contributed to the success of several businesses. As government, we are serious of getting the input from them. We are relevant based on their conduct, based on their past track record, particularly not engaging in incorrect activities, corrupt-related transaction, then we would like to hear from them. We would like to get the business enterprises involved in the conversation that government is having to take Sri Lanka to a better place. We can't leave the business community out and go a separate direction. No, we will work with the business community. We will get ideas from the individuals, experts out there in the business community to take Sri Lanka to a better place. So therefore, we will facilitate, we will work with them, with the private sector, business community out there to build this nation that was ruined by these politicians, this corrupt culture that they have built and the politicians who have contributed to that one. Honorable Chair, coming back to the subject matter, it is important to recognize the validity and the efficiency these systems will bring about to the nation. මේ ඉදිරිපත් කරන වැඩ කටයුතු වල මේ කරුණු කාරණා වලින් අපේ වැඩකටවිතුවල තියෙන එෆිෂන්සියක සක්‍රිය බව මේකෙ තියෙන ගුණාත්මක බව අඩුපාඩු නැතුව ඉදිරියට ගෙනියන්නට මේ තුලින් අවස්ථාව ලැබෙනවා. මේක එක කාරණාවක සඳහන් කරනවා අපිට මෙතුවක්කල් ගනුදෙනු කරා වෙනුවට අදාළ ඒජන්සිස් එක්ක නැත්නම් ඒ වෙනුවෙන් පත් කර තියෙන නියෝජිත ආයතන සමග ගනුදෙනු කිරීමේදී ඊමේල් එකක් එක්ක ගනුදෙනු කරන්නට ඕන කියලා. මේ වගේ සරල දේවල් පවා අද මේ අවුරුද්ද 2025 අවුරුද්ද වර්තමාන රජයේ කතා කරනවා ඩිජිටල් අනාගතයක් ගැන. නමුත් ඊමේල් තාක්ෂණයේ යොදාගෙන ගනුදෙනු කරන එක පවා දැන් තමයි මේ වැඩකටයුතු වලින් හඳුන්වා දෙන්නේ. මේකෙන් අදහස් කරන්නේ අනිත් ආයතන වලට මේකේ කෙරුණා වෙන්න පුළුවන්. අලුතෙන් ඉදිරිපත් වෙච්ච ආයතන ලියාපදිංචි වෙච්ච ආයතන වලටත් ඊමේල් ක්‍රමවේදය භාවිතා කරන්නට වැනි සුළු දේවල් වලට පවා වර්තමාන ආණ්ඩුව අවධානය යොමු කරනවා. Honorable Chair, similarly, these process improvements that we are referring to, in one hand, will say no to corruption, will minimize the opportunities and chances for corruption, but at the same time, it will track and trace the sources for revenue generation, which is a very important activity as far as a country and the position that we are in as of now. Facilitation of businesses to continue their activities, it is very important. I will take one example to demonstrate it is not only limited to talking, Honorable Chair. We have implemented some of these digitization initiatives. The agency that is relating to today's conversation is the Import and Export Controller General's Office. We have implemented digitization process requiring no individual that needs to get an application to go to the Import and Exchange Controller General's Office. The chambers, we implemented it early this year, January, February. Then upon inquiring onto the success of the digitization process, chambers indicated to me, Honorable Chair, that even though we have implemented digitization, people still have to go walk into those counters. I in fact went early this week to the Import and Export Controller General's office to see whether is this true. Still people, do they have to come to counters? We have 5 counters available at the office. Only 1 counter was working. Hardly anybody out there. There were few people on the counters. They have come. And I wanted to actually ask from them, why did you have to come to the counter today when there are online services available? I went and spoke to the person on the counter who has come from the business community to get the input support from the officers. I asked, why did you have to come today? He mentioned, Honorable Chair, he wants to follow up on an application that he has made. I thought, in fact, this application was pending for a long time. I went there on Monday morning. I asked, when did you apply? He mentioned, he has applied on Friday and has come on Monday morning to check the progress, which is a good thing in a way to ensure efficient service is delivered. Even though there's no necessity, hardly a single day has passed from Friday to Monday. Then I asked, why did you come? You made the application on Friday, but you are here on Monday asking from the officials. We never know why are people coming. People may be still used to previous practices, which are not good practices, unfortunately. Then the person explained, the reason why he came, it is an emergency. They have ordered some spare parts relating to aircraft engines. This need to get cleared urgently. That is why he had to come in person. Then I asked from the department also, isn't there a process to facilitate this type of outliers or exceptional situations where emergencies? So they explained to the person who came there as well. This example is just to highlight what we have implemented so far. Within this 6 months period, digital journey is getting implemented in this country. Business community is benefiting as we speak from this engagement. Otherwise, every day they have to send people. That is a cost. It leads to bribery and corruption as well. This is one example. There are many other examples that I can take, but for the time being, I will limit our Sri Lanka Standards Institution. Out of 7 processors, 2 of them with the highest number of traffic is already online, digitally delivered likewise. These are examples to show the deliveries of the present government, what we have implemented, facilitated, cost savings to the business community, make it easier to do business in Sri Lanka. Honorable Chair, රටක් විදියට අපි ඉදිරියට යන ගමනක එක සංදිස්ථානයක තමයි අපි ඉන්නේ. ඒකට ප්‍රොසෙසර්ස් ඉදිරිපත් කරනවා වගේම අපේ නීති රාමුවේ තියෙන අදාළ සංශෝධනයන් කරගෙන යන්නට ඕන. ඒ පිළිබඳව තමයි මේ වැඩසටහන් අපි අද කතා බහ කරලා මේ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නේ. අපි දන්නවා ඉස්සර කාලේ වොක්සෝගන් ෆැක්ටරි ගේනවා කියලා රටම බොරුවෙන් අන්දලා කරපු වැඩපිළිවෙල වෙනුවට අපි දැන් ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන වැඩපිළිවෙල ඉදිරිපත් කරලා වැඩපිළිවෙලක් අපි ඉදිරිපත් කරා මැතිවරණයේදී. දැන් මේ වැඩපිළිවෙල ඉම්ප්ලිමෙන්ට් කරන ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන ගමනුයි මේ වෙලාවේ අපි මේ ගමන යන්නේ. ඒ විතරක් නෙමෙයි මේ ගමන ඉදිරියට යනකොට there's a new culture that we are inculcating. People have voted in favor of that culture. It is an evolution from the manual based transaction that are discussed in the gazette mentioned today. We are evolving to the digital space, but which is more important is government is on a mission to deliver. Honorable Chair, that journey, the mission to deliver what we have promised to people when they trusted this government without knowing who we are, it is what they trusted is the expertise that our members had, what they trusted is the ingenuity in the approach that they had, what they trusted is the governance approach that we will implement in Sri Lanka. These are the ones that we are implementing as the days are passing by. That support is extended to the larger businesses, corporations that are operating here, similarly to the SME sector as well. Our intention is to provide that benefit and to achieve the aspirations, similarly helping the aspirations of the businesses, similarly to ensure aspirations of people are achieved and delivered. Aspirations of parents are delivered. Parents are worried that their children will not have a country to live after children completes their education. This government is delivering on those promises. This is why it is important to discuss important policies in this chamber. Honorable Chair, today I was expecting we will get some suggestions to amend the regulation that we are presented today. We have not got a value. There were discussions, however, unfortunately, no valuable suggestions or recommendations relating to the matter that we are deliberating today. People were discussing about salt. Honorable Chair, I can't amend this legislation with salt. I need input relating to the piece of legislation. They were talking about we are implementing law without discriminating relating to previous corruptions. What the recommendations are required on today's debate is to change this piece of legislation that we are deliberating. So therefore, me adadina garu mulasana ruda mantri tumiyani me haravat sakachchawa me parliamentuen tulin අපේ රටේ ජනතාව බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන හරවත් සාකච්ඡාව තමයි මේකට වියත් දැනුම තියෙන පිරිසක් තෝරලා ඉවලා තියෙනවා. රට පිළිබඳ ප්‍රතිපත්ති සම්පාදනය කිරීමේදී ඒ පිළිබඳ නිවැරදි සාකච්ඡාවක් කතිකාවතක් විවාදයක් කරලා අදාළ කරුණු පදනම් කරගෙන මේ ගැසට් සංශෝධනයන්ට පාර කැපෙයි කියලා. නමුත් ඒ වෙනුවට අද දවස පුරාම ලුණු පිළිබඳව තමයි සංවාදය. මං කලින් කිව්වා වගේ ලුණු දාලා මේ ආනයන අපනයන මේ පනත සංශෝධනය කරන්නට මේ ගැසට් එක සංශෝධනය කරන්නට හැකියාවක් නැහැ ගරු මූලාසනාරූඪ මන්ත්‍රීතුමියනි. ඒ නිසා තමයි මේ වැඩ කටයුත්ත තවදුරටත් සාර්ථකව ඉදිරියට කරගෙන යාම සඳහා රජය ගෙනියන වැඩපිළිවෙල තවත් මේ වගේම ශක්තිමත් කරලා මේ වගේ අනපනත් අවශ්‍ය වේලාවට සම්මත කරලා මේ වැඩ කටයුත්ත ඉදිරියට කරගන්නට මේවා ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන රාජ්‍ය ආයතනවලට අවශ්‍ය කරන පිරිස් බලය අවශ්‍ය කරන සම්පත් දෙන්නට මේවා අයවැය තුලින්ම වැඩ කටයුතු සූදානම් කරලා තියෙනවා. අපි අහලා තියෙනවා කීප තැන කියනවා රජය මේවට අරමුදල් දෙන්නේ නැහැ කියලා. බජට් එකෙන් නැත්තම් අයවැය තුලින් මේ ආයතනවලට අවශ්‍ය සියලුම සම්පත් ලබා ගන්නට මේ තියෙන වාතාවරණය තුල ඒ ප්‍රයෝරිටයිසේෂන් එකට අනුව අවශ්‍ය සම්පත් දෙන්නට මානව සම්පත් වේවා භෞතික සම්පත් වේවා උපදේශන සම්පත් වේවා මේවා ලබා දෙන්නට අවශ්‍ය වැඩපිළිවෙල සූදානම් කරලා තියෙනවා. So let's not make the excuse resources and is a constraint for us to deliver. Let's get it done together with your suggestions provided you are able to contribute to this valued debates and discussions. Similarly, as businesses, government is also engaged in businesses to our state-owned enterprises. It is important for us to ensure the governance framework is improved on those businesses. We have an accountable mechanism Because if the entities are not able to deliver the results, the people of the country have to finance those activities as well. Therefore, separate initiatives are underway as we are discussing to improve those arrangements, to revise those legislations and to implement them on a timely manner. Similarly, our discussions, when we are bringing about new legislation, it is not only the aspect of the government that we consider. We have our dialogue and the discussions with the industry as well. Just to highlight some example, when we want to engage businesses for the repeal of SVAT, it is known that the government has laid the roadmap and the dates are identified as well that the SVAT will be repealed, provided a suitable mechanism is implemented where entities are able to submit their documentation through an online platform and the Inland Revenue is able to go through them and provide the applicable refund within the shortest possible time. In this discussion, we engage the industries, particularly who are harder, who are considered as affected the most, the apparel segment. We have had
Honourable
multiple.
Member, you have 2 more minutes.
We have had multiple discussions with the industry so far to accommodate their suggestions. As of now, they have suggested to consider whether we can consider trading houses also in this equation. This is to show the cooperation between the business community and the present government. We are not making high-handed decisions. We are making decisions for the betterment of the country. It is Sri Lanka that we are going to build together, north, south, east, west together, with the input and the support of business community. Another example to demonstrate our working with the industry, the ceramic manufacturers, they are continuously discussing with the government to explain the challenges that they are going through. I'm extremely happy to announce to this chamber, Honorable Chair, the national tariff policy that we mentioned at the Honorable President's budget speech also that we are going to establish. This week, we are going to establish the national tariff policy. The inaugural session will be held this week. So we invite the industries to coordinate with the channels that are available through the Ministry of Industries to take part on those discussions, to submit your suggestions, proposals, challenges that you have. So we have a mechanism in place in the country for the first time in the history of Sri Lanka. Instead of politicians deciding what should be the tax, a mechanism has put in place now to be decided what should be the excise duty on those articles to be imported into the country. So that is a victory as a country, a milestone that we are achieving, but we need to make sure we improve continuously. It is not only about establishing the committee and having the first meeting. It is the continuation of the activities. I invite with the business community to get engaged. Ministry of Industries has played a tremendous role in getting this done.
Honourable Member, your time is up.
Officials of the Ministry of Finance have contributed to the success of these initiatives. So as a nation, we should be able to move forward and achieve many of the things that we could not achieve as a country. We are hopeful. We are on a mission, Honorable Chair. As a country, we will achieve it together. Thank you very much.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Eka Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Deka Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Tuna Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Hatra Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Paha Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Haya Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Hata Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Atta Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Namaya Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Dahaya Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
Adadina Nyayapatre Vishyanka Ekolaha Sabhava Ekangada.
Aye.
ඒ අනුව අද දින ന്യാයපත්‍රයේ විෂයාංක 1 සිට 11 දක්වා යථා පරිදි සම්මත වූ බව ප්‍රකාශ කරමි.